the Seattle Seahawks on the road against my this week backup quarterback Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. That is right.
Which is
Drew
crazy,
Brees is sitting on my bench this week in one, on one of my teams. My 7-0 team, by the way. Just thought I'd throw that
out. Wow, good for you.
Yeah, you get lucky every once in a while. But anyway, Saints at home. We've talked about this before. Totally different team, night and day, but they're going up against that Seattle Seahawks defense. Something's got to give, or maybe it'll be a little bit of both, where the Saints can still put up 20-some points, which is a lot on a Seahawks team. You know, how do you see this one playing out? I think this is one of the most coin flip.
I agree.
You know, anything could happen games. So who are you rolling with and who are you maybe shying away from on both
teams? Yeah, like you said, with the Saints being at home, it's hard not to want to play Brees just because of that aspect. Because you see how much different he is on the road compared to home. But like you said, I do like the idea of, you know, maybe, you know, the matchup of Winston against the Raiders over Brees and the Seahawks. So that's a good thought there, Scott. But
well, we'll see if it works out.
Well, I mean, in general, though, I mean, at home, I don't hate Brandon Cooks just because I don't think the Seahawks are built to play against the shifty, quick, fast receivers like a Brandon Cooks. You know, the way they are built to play against some of the bigger receivers. So I like him in PPR aspects, especially for a guy like Brandon Cooks, and then. Other than that, I'm not too excited. I do think Michael Thomas is just flashing on the scene right now. He might be their best receiver right now.
Yep.
Even with Brandon Cooks, and that's just more of like a preference for me. But
that's the guy I was banging the drum for the Vikings to draft from before, you know, a month or two before the draft started. I was like, that's the guy. He just looks every bit like a number one NFL receiver.
He sure does, and they're starting to treat him like that.
Yeah.
So I think he's a good, I mean, with the matchup this week, I think just because of who they're playing, the Saints being at home. And then for the Seahawks.
Yeah, what's going on in Seattle?
So before I was really excited about Russell Wilson, even though he's banged up, but it looks like he's even banged up even more. So it looks like he was limited in practice. It looks like he added a pectoral injury to his list of injuries, so I'd keep an eye on that. I was really excited of him playing against that terrible Saints defense.
Right, exactly.
It's hard because you still don't want to avoid him if he's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the matchup, but I do really like Christian Michael, Doug Baldwin, and Jimmy Graham. You know, with Wilson in there, I love all those guys against him.
Yep.
Saints team, they're must-starts for me this week.
I like Michael a lot this week. I think I'd probably put him maybe top five matchups for a running back this week.
Agreed.
All right. Next game, we've got the Cardinals. We'll try and get these last couple in as quick as we can. We got the Cardinals 3-3-1 on the road against the 1-5 defending NFC North champion Carolina Panthers. Like anybody in this game other than obviously the beast David Johnson at running? I mean, what do we need to say about him at this point in Arizona? Is their passing game back on a little bit in Arizona? Maybe that's a better place to start.
Yeah, it looks like it's starting to get back there a little bit. And against the Panthers, who defense has not been good like you'd expect it to be.
No.
Carson Palmer's a pretty decent play this week. So he's a guy I would consider if you're in need, if he's available or you have a quarterback on bye. I like him. I like Carson Palmer. Obviously, David Johnson's a must-start every week. He's one of the best running backs in the game. Fitzgerald would be a good play. I think most of their passing game. Keep an eye on John Brown.
Okay.
They just lost Jerron Brown, different Brown, but they did the season to a torn ACL, which is unfortunate for him, but he could. And he was starting to take some of the reps away from Michael Floyd. But looks like John Brown has a hamstring injury, so I'd keep an eye on that. If he isn't good to go, Michael Floyd elevates back up to that, flex status. And he still might even be that if John Brown does play, just because the Panthers' pass defense has not been very good.
Right. Completely agreed. Now, to the contrary, on the Cardinals' side of the ball, their defense has gotten their act together since the first couple weeks. So how strong are the Carolina Panthers' plays in fantasy this week? I mean, obviously you've got Cam and you've got Jonathan Stewart and Greg Olsen and Kelvin Benjamin. Mediocre level twos, with the exception maybe of Olsen, possibly Stewart.
Yeah, well, they're coming off the bye too, so it's kind of hard to predict how they're going to play because, you know, every team's different coming off the bye.
Yeah.
Some teams come off firing right away, so I kind of would expect Cam to come out firing just because I know how frustrated they've been with the way how they've been playing. So I do like Cam this week, which is weird. But obviously if he's healthy, he's that dual threat. You know, expect him to get rushing touchdowns, passing touchdowns. You know, kind of a combo of both. So I like Cam. Jonathan Stewart is a good play this week. You know, with the combination of Cam Newton, because Arizona hasn't been the greatest against running backs.
Right.
So I would like, you know, if he's an RB2 for me, low end RB2 flex option. Jonathan Stewart. He is, especially with, again, we've harped on the depleted running back position right now. So you probably need to start Jonathan Stewart at this point.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, Kelvin Benjamin and Greg Olsen to me are good options. Greg Olsen to me is consistent option no matter what. Benjamin's more of a against worries me a little bit, but I think his size and ability to
sure. All right, I totally agree. Next game we got is the San Diego Chargers on the road against the Denver Broncos, a tough Denver Broncos defense.
Yeah.
Are we avoiding most of the Chargers, or are we still feeling okay about Hunter Henry at tight end, Melvin Gordon at running back, and Phillip Rivers at quarterback?
Ooh, it's hard because Melvin Gordon's leading the league in rushing touchdowns right now, or in touchdowns in general, so...
Yep. And I think Atlanta showed. I think Atlanta showed that the key to success against the Broncos defense and team is to find a way to establish the run.
Yes, agreed. That's a really good point. And I think they're going to try to do that. You know, Hunter Henry's a little banged up. Looks like he has a concussion. So something to keep it. I know, but it's something to keep an eye on. The Chargers did beat the Broncos last time they played a few weeks ago, but it was in San Diego, so a little bit of a different circumstance. I expect the Cowboys, the Broncos at home, to perform a lot better. And Rivers is one of my like bust plays this week where I probably wouldn't start him. Melvin Gordon, I'm starting him this week if I'm desperate or in need, just because he's scoring a lot of touchdowns in different ways, and he is pretty much their biggest contributor on offense. So,
and then what Broncos would you start?
I like Devontae Booker right now.
Yep.
You know, with CJ Anderson being hurt, he's going to get the opportunity. He's going to get the opportunities. So I like him a lot. Simeon's a guy desperate if you're a desperate need of a quarterback, but I'm not too excited about him. He doesn't wow you with fantasy, which is fine. That's just not who he is.
Yeah.
Sanders and Thomas are both good options. I think Emmanuel Sanders, especially right now, he's playing really well.
I do like him a little better than Thomas at the moment.
Which is weird, but Thomas had a touchdown last week, and he seems to be getting a little bit more action. So I like both plays. Both are more wide receiver twos and threes for me.
Agreed.
Right now, just kind of the way they've been playing. But
The
Chargers defense isn't all that great. So
sure.
I'd probably
two games
roll,
to go.
With both of them.
We've got the Packers 4-2 on the road, taking on the 4-3 Atlanta Falcons. Feels like their record should be better than that.
Yeah, it does.
I got the Falcons hopefully winning this game in 42-20 type of fashion. I very much am not impressed with the Packers defense this year. So I like all the matchups on the Atlanta side, especially with Shields out now on IR. Look for Julio to just explode, I would think. But also the Falcons have not been known for having a good defense at all. And the Packers, slowly, maybe they're starting to click a little bit on offense. I don't know. Maybe a piece here, a piece there. Maybe this is the week against the the right defense for the Packers to get back on. Who do you like? How strong do you think the Packers plays are this week? I think that's the most debatable thing in this game. Is how strong are the Packers?
I actually disagree. I don't think it's very debatable. I'm probably playing, if not all, most of them. Rodgers, you're playing Rodgers. Ty Montgomery, it looks like, in at least in ESPN leagues, he's getting that running back and wide receiver designation.
Right.
So you can plug him in at either position, which is very helpful. So I'm playing Ty Montgomery. Jordy Nelson's actually the only guy to me right now that's kind of a question mark.
Right. Where is Devontae Adams at his health?
He had a big week last week. Coming off of a concussion, so he should be good to go. No worries there on that end. And then I think, with the focus kind of being a little bit more on Jordy Nelson, that kind of has helped Devontae Adams be the clear number three receiver. So I like him this week, along with Devontae Adams. I like Jordy Nelson, and I like Randall Cobb. Again, Jordy Nelson's kind of one of those, you're just not seeing what you used to see from him, but right. I think this could be a week he might bounce back a little bit, just because I expect that the Packers to be throwing a lot with the lack of running game they have right now.
Sure. So here, quick question for you then, with those Packers wide receivers, in your expert opinion, do you think it would be a wise move, if an owner was in this situation, would it be wise to maybe look to sell now on Jordy Nelson, seeing if you could still get a fairly high value for him? And would it also be maybe a wise idea to try and make a trade, a low-value trade for a Devontae Adams and buy low on him?
Yeah, so I just picked up Devontae Adams in a league this week just because I know you see what he's capable of doing. But
yep.
That's a good point, with Jordy Nelson. I think in fantasy, a lot of people, and depending on who you're playing with, it's all about the name.
Right, right, absolutely.
So I even think considering trading a guy like Aaron Rodgers, you can get quite a haul for him, even though he might, I'd give it another week or two just to see how well he's doing. But it's all about the name. People love the name.
Absolutely.
So you might be able to get more for Jordy Nelson than he kind of even deserves right now at this point.
Yep.
But again, it's all about based off of what your roster is and what you'd be getting for him. If you could get a solid running back and a solid receiver in return, I'd go for it. But otherwise, I'd just temper your expectations. Some people might try to lowball it for him if they try to take advantage of that as well. So that's something to keep an eye on. Devontae Adams, if you can get him for cheap, go ahead. He looks like to be, one of the top target leaders for the team right now. So
yep. No, he looks to be the real deal.
Good guy to consider.
If he can stay on the field.
If
he can stay on the field.
Yeah.
That's his Achilles heel. Yeah. Bad pun.
Right.
Not intended. But anyway. And then so it sounds like we're pretty much rolling almost all Packers pretty much for the most part with confidence, as well as the Falcons. And they're high-octane offense as well. Any Falcon notes you want to get in quick?
Yeah, so Tevin Coleman looks like he's going to be out with a hamstring injury.
Freeman week.
Big time Devontae Freeman, but again, the Packers' run defense has been really good
this
year. They're leading the league.
That is true.
I still think they're going to find a way to run the ball just because that's just kind of their identity, especially with just Freeman being the guy. And then Freeman, especially in a PPR league, they love to get him the ball to the backfield. And I think, without a Tevin Coleman, that might help open up things for guys like Mohamed Sanu and Jacob Tammy. So
yeah, Tammy's actually been a good value sleeper tight end so far this year too. Yeah,
right. Well, and then it'll probably give Devontae Freeman a few more targets in the passing game as well. So
sure. No, I'm hoping my personal hope. I mean, all I really care is that the Falcons win. But ideally, yep, they just go back to the game plan from a few weeks ago where it was throw the ball deep down the field to Julio Jones for 300 yards. I'm kind of hoping that's the same approach they take here this Sunday.
Definitely.
But so the final game we got to discuss here, and then we'll make our picks and close down shop for the week. We've got the Philadelphia Eagles coming off of their big home win over our Minnesota Vikings. They are on the road playing Sunday night football against the Cowboys down in Dallas, who are 5-1. The winner of this game will be in first place in some way or another in the NFC East, in the suddenly very competitive NFC East.
Yeah.
You got the Eagles, who almost the whole season here have had one of the top defenses, both against the run and against the pass. You've got the Cowboys defense, who's somehow improved, but still kind of middle of the pack for the most part. Which matchups do you think are going to win out for both teams in this game?
I really like Ezekiel Elliott, and I know how good the Eagles have been against the run, but I just think, like we saw against the Packers a few weeks ago, that offensive line of theirs is just, it's just crazy how much of a difference a great offensive line will make.
Yeah,
I just think
absolutely.
That just, it keeps Ezekiel Elliott's fantasy rank high all consistently because of that. Obviously, Ezekiel Elliott's so talented on his own, but you create that offensive line that he has as well. He's a must-start every week because of that.
Yep.
Even against a stingy Eagles defense, he's definitely a guy I'm rolling out there. I do like Dez Bryant is expected to be back, so I kind of like Cole Beasley this week because I feel like some of that attention will shift back over to Dez.
Sure.
And it will leave things open underneath for Cole Beasley, who's been a favorite of Dak Prescott so far.
Yep.
Other than that, not too excited. Bryant, I don't know what to expect from him. So this week, you know, coming off his injury, it's tough because of, you know how talented he is. I just don't know what to expect from him.
Right.
So unless you have to, I don't know if I'm relying on him this week. I'd kind of temper expectations and sit back and see how he does first before I plug him in there.
Yep.
That's just my thoughts. It sounds like you might
be agreeing
with that.
I'm in total agreement. You only play him if you have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you can play him if you have to. That's not the worst
thing
in the world. But I think we're seeing with the majority of players this year when they return from injuries, you know, whether it's a Dennis Pitta or a Tyler Eifert or a whoever for however long, Rob Gronkowski even, that first game back, you know, it takes some time to work them in, you know, to a role and to being fluid with how the offense is working. I think if you can, you watch Dez Bryant this week as an owner, hoping that he does good and that you can start him moving forward with confidence every week, you know, locked in with as a number one wide receiver. But this week yet, if you're rolling him, you're tapering those expectations to a wide receiver, you know, two or three with the potential possibly, you know, to hit that wide receiver one range. As far as the Eagles go, Ryan Matthews has been pretty decent option, in my opinion, out of the backfield this year.
Just some fumbling issues is the only issue
right,
for me.
Right. But I'm not scared of the Cowboys defense. So with options limited this week, as we've discussed at running back for quite a few owners, I'm feeling okay about Matthews this week. Ryan, that is. Far as other plays go, you know, Jordan Matthews, I don't know. It just, they're another one of those receiving cores where, you know, it's spread around and you never really know which guy's going to get his on any particular day or not.
Yeah.
But maybe a week for Zach Ertz to really, really step up and have a good performance. He's not hurt, is he?
No, it looks like he's good to go.
Okay. All right. Do you like any of the Eagles really, even though it's, you know, I mean, because it's weird. It's like, it's a decent matchup for a defense.
Right. But. Well, so like we saw a good portion of the Eagles last week, you know, playing them with the Vikings. So their offense didn't impress me any. Like, there wasn't anything about that offense that was like, that was super efficient, that had a lot of, you know, great athletes or anything like that. They didn't do anything special. And I don't think that offense is all that good. Right. I mean, I like Carson Wentz in general, but in terms of fantasy, he's not too relevant right now. But I do. You'd mentioned Ryan Matthews is a decent matchup, and then Zach Ertz as well. I think Jordan Matthews, they're going to try to continue to get him back involved. He's not playing the Minnesota Vikings like he was last week. So, other than that, I don't see a lot. So, for the Eagles on offense and fantasy.
All right. Cool. Well, we have hit that my favorite part of every show, where Miles and I put our money, our Monopoly money, that is, where our mouths are, and we pick one quarterback, one running back, one wide receiver, and one tight end to represent each of us in our weekly head-to-head battles. Last week we tied at 45 points apiece. It was epic. It says it in the history books, like third word in, epic. Miles, I will defer to you as always. Being the guru, who would you like to make your first pick this week for our fantasy picks?
Yeah, so I think I'm going to go, I'm going to start with my running backs. I'm going to go with Devontae Booker. I'm really excited about him right now.
To be kidding me. I thought I was going to surprise you and make you proud, and no, then you did it. All right, props, man.
That's going to be my guy this week, man. I'm going to ride or die with him.
All right, man. See, well, I'm tempted to go Freeman now, you know, knowing that he's not splitting duties with Coleman this week like usual. I think that increases his value even more. You can't go wrong against David Johnson any week, let alone in a week where he's taking on the Panthers defense, what we've
Very
seen
true.
From them this year. I like Murray to get some sneaky touchdowns in that Raiders-Bucks game, but I don't know if there's enough yards for him to make him a pick. And I like Kroll going up against the Jets. And I like DeMarco Murray against the Jaguars. This is impossible.
Murray plays the
Browns.
I'm going
to go with...
you're right.
No,
no, you're totally right.
I'm going with my other sleeper. That's right. I did have another one in the event that you took Booker. A guy that I don't normally like, but this week I'm very big on from a matchup standpoint. Frank Gore of the Indianapolis Colts is going to be my running back.
I like it.
All right.
Well, why don't you keep going ahead and take your next pick?
Sounds good then. All right. I think I will go to quarterback. Just because it's a little bit easier to filter through the good matchups and the bad matchups. Carr and Winston are definitely towards the very top of my list. And since I've already, you know, got a little riding on him in one of my fantasy leagues, I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to lock in Jameis Winston as my quarterback this week against that Raiders pass defense.
Very good pick. That was going to be one of my top two. Well, I always enjoy watching the Packers lose, so I think rolling with a guy like Matt Ryan is going to be my pick, just because it makes watching the game even more fun, because then I can even more reason to root against the Packers. So
I love it. I love it. That's a respectable pick to any Vikings fan. I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, keep it rolling then. Why don't you pick either your favorite wideout this week or tight end?
Well, I think I'm going to go with Ooh, that's a tough. We talked about Mike Evans. We talked about Brandon Marshall.
There's going to be a lot of receivers putting up giant points this week, I think.
I think I'm going to go with Mike Evans just because of how good he's been in all the targets against that Raiders defense.
All right. Well, that was where I was going to go if you weren't taking him. And I was kind of scared that you were going to take someone else, actually. And so I think I'm going to play a little fantasy football defense, since I have the opportunity. And to counteract your Matt Ryan, I am going to draft for my wide receiver, Julio.
Okay.
Oh, yep. All right, so I got it. Julio Jones, hopefully countering out your Matt Ryan. My luck, Tammy and Sanu and Freeman will catch all four of his touchdown passes. and I'll be left scratching my head. But so that leaves us with the tight end position. It's my pick, and I don't have the opportunity to take Hunter Henry, your guy from the Chargers.
Yeah.
Because he's banged up. That's a bummer for me. I do like Rudolph, hopefully bouncing back with Sam and the Vikings on Monday night against the Bears. Outside of that, boy, Kelsey technically on paper is a good matchup in Indy. Mm-hmm. And we've also got, I don't like going the Gronk route in something like this when there's more choices. I'd almost rather go Charles Clay. And I feel the same way about Delanie Walker this week as well. So I think this is going to be my stretch pick a little bit, and I'm going to go with Tyler Eifert, Cincinnati Bengals tight end, to have his breakout I'm back game at home against the Washington Redskins. Hoping it works out. Might be another 1-point dud. We'll see.
All right. Well, that's a really good pick. I like it. Well, with that, makes it a little tougher for me then. Like you said, there's not a lot out there right now.
No, there really isn't.
Nothing too exciting. I'm going to go Jimmy Graham.
All right. Oh, I see what you're doing there with that Saints defense. Yep.
Yeah, I really like his matchup. It's a revenge game, I guess, too, so. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. So
good point.
I kind of like
Very good point. Now that you mention that, I think the only thing that could get in the way would be Russell Wilson health issues. That's a tongue twister,
right.
And I didn't realize it until I attempted to say it. All right, but so we got our teams locked in. We are ready to battle here this week 8 in the NFL fantasy football style. Thanks, Miles, obviously, as always, for co-hosting the show with me. Love chatting fantasy football with you, man.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Best of luck, except in, your head-to-head battle against me this week. and that goes double for all of our listeners out there. Hopefully your stardom sit-em choices work out in your favor this week. Hopefully you get maybe a good idea or two from us to use from the show in one of your lineups. Either way, hope you enjoyed listening to it, and keep checking back with us every week for the Wednesday War Room here on VikingsDigitalDiaries.com. On behalf of Miles Gorham, I am Scotty Ball. We are out of here. Skol Vikings!